each party has to recognize that the other party needs to voice their frustration. And they need to voice what they're angry about. And you know what? It's helpful for you to understand that because it'll help you to be able to deal with that other party more effectively. So I'm not saying that I'm trying to squelch emotions or anger. In fact, I can think of at least one case where I had met, and this was a Native American conflict, where I had met with the Native American party and representatives, and they were livid. I mean, they were so angry, and I heard a whole history, and so I had real concerns about what would happen if I bring this group together with the white establishment agency. And it was almost as if, well, they'd gotten that all out of their system the day before. So when we got to the table, they were almost docile to the point where I called a caucus and met with that group and said, now, last night you were furious. Who's going to not necessarily lose their temper, but some of you need to at least share some of why you were so angry and what that was all about here to the other party. They need to hear that. And so they, in a much calmer way, you know, brought some of that out. But it also, again, I think reinforces the value of just listening. Because the fact that in this case, as you said, someone from the government had spent that long listening to everything that they had to say was a big step towards believing, you know, maybe we can actually fix this. Mm. It's not just touchy-feely sensitivity. Yeah. It's an important tool.